What's up, everyone? This is JT with Healthy Tycoon Journey. It is Mindset Monday, episode 23. So every Monday, we talk about mindset and how important it is to have the right mindset to either go into business for yourself, to reach your goals, or just to have a positive outlook on life. Mindset is everything. I know I sound like a broken record, and I can't stress it enough that you must master your mind to master change. The name of the game is change, and you have to be versatile enough to roll with it. It's simple as that. You have to master change to achieve your goals and to be successful. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, last Monday, we talked a lot about the growth mindset. And when you have that growth mindset, you embrace change. You're willing to look all the challenges, the obstacles, you know, straight ahead and, like, say, come with it. So today I want to focus on, you know, some things that you can do to help get into that growth mindset and get more comfortable with being uncomfortable. So number one, I'm a big advocate of you have to define exactly what your passion is or your vision. You have to know who you are or you know what is important to you. If you don't know either of those things, it's going to be really difficult because you can feel out of place or overwhelmed, scattered. And it's okay. Remember, you grow every day, so you're not going to be the same person you were, you know, just a day ago or a week ago or a month ago or years ago. And that's fine. But you really need to know, you know, what you're working towards, you know, what gets you fired up, what gets you excited, you know, what makes you smile, what is, you know, what is that quote unquote thing. And, you know, it takes time sometimes. I know for myself, it took a long time for me to figure out exactly what my passion was. It kind of went over my head. You know, I was, you know, in the hospitals, I was working with, you know, the open heart surgery patients, open chest surgery patients. And I like doing it. But I never thought about, oh, this is my passion. It wasn't until years later, probably, you know, at least 10 to 12 years in, I'm like, oh, you know what? I really enjoy patient education. I really enjoy taking the journey with these patients. And when I got laid off, I knew that I wanted to continue to do that. But that it took me a long time. It's not like I just woke up, oh yeah, I know what my passion is. And it did take me a long time to figure out, you know, who I am. And it's an ongoing thing. You know, self-discovery never stops because as you grow, you change and things can change. And I still, you know, commit to learning how to embrace the change, how to be open to change, how to be more versatile. So again, number one, definitely define your vision, define your passion, know who you are, you know, try to figure out what is that thing, that quote unquote thing that, you know, lights you up, it brings out that passion. So number two, you know, once you have defined your vision or passion, be extremely specific about what you want. You know, write down exactly what you want to accomplish. I know we talked about this since day one. You know, you can dream it and that's fine. That's great. You want to dream, but once you dream it, you need to write it down because once you write it down, it turns into a plan. And that plan is exactly how you plan to accomplish whatever that dream is. So be very, very specific write down exactly what you want to accomplish. Once you defined your vision, you wrote down specifically what you want to accomplish, then it's all about staying focused and staying motivated. You know, think about, you know, why you're doing it. What's the benefit? Who's going to benefit? And that comes into play. You know, maybe you have a family. Maybe it's something just, you know, specific to you. Me, I have a family, you know, I have a little one, and I have to make it. Failure is not an option. I want to be able to provide for my little one, provide for my family. I want to make sure that my family will always be taken care of. You know, this is a legacy. You know, everybody talks about building an empire, which is great. You know, I'm not knocking that. You know, definitely build your empire, but I want to build the empire to be able to pass it on to my legacy. So that's my why and my who. Of course, I want to be successful, but again, I don't need, you know, the fame, quote unquote fame. I like being in the background, but I absolutely want to be successful because I have a little one to provide for, and I want to provide for my little one. I don't want my little one to need for anything. So that's three things, you know, again, define your vision, be specific about what you want to accomplish. You have to stay focused and stay motivated, and you do that by always remembering why you're doing it or who you're doing it for. And then once you do that, number four is very important, and sometimes I think it's something I'm guilty of skipping over at times, you know, the beliefs. You know, you have to have that internal belief. I've said it before and I'll say it again. You must believe in yourself. If you do not believe in yourself, it will not work. I don't care how talented you are, what gifts you have, how knowledgeable you are. If you do not have that belief in yourself that you can actually achieve your goal, you will not achieve your goal. And great ways to reinforce and to build that confidence in yourself is, you know, you can say affirmations, you can meditate, you can journal, a big one, visualize or visualization. But you want to do something tangible to reinforce that belief, to build that belief in yourself, because that's an extremely important step. Me, I like affirmations and I like visualizing, because it doesn't take any time to say an affirmation to me. You can say that while you're driving, you can say that while you're fixing your breakfast, and you can visualize, you know, at night, you can visualize before you get up and on, you can visualize at all times, but you have to have that as an important step. So that's four so far. We went over that. Define your vision, number one. Number two, be specific about what you want to accomplish. Write it down. Number three, stay focused, stay motivated. You know, always remember the why or the who you're doing it for. And number four, that belief in yourself. You know, say it out loud or write it down, whatever you're comfortable with, be it affirmations, meditating, journaling, visualization, but you have to reinforce that belief in yourself. Number five, being disciplined, consistency. When you're consistent, that creates those good habits. You have to be aware of what your distractions are. And again, using myself as an example, you know, I can be extremely disciplined about certain things, but I can be easily distracted at times. So I have to be aware of my distractions and remove myself or try to remove as many distractions as possible. And it's a constant struggle because, yes, I may be working, but I have a little one who's 7 months now, And if that little one is crying, I have to be able to stop what I'm doing on a dime, go tend to the little one's needs, and then refocus and get right back to what I was doing. And it's a struggle. Single parent life, you know, with a new baby. Yeah, it's definitely a struggle. But like I told you before, failure is not an option. So I got to make it work. So that's five we went over. Number six is something we've went over before, because it's a part of what I call the five core pillars, is take action daily. You should absolutely set small goals daily and make sure you reach them. That builds a positive cycle. And what I mean by a positive cycle is, you know, you're setting those small goals and then you're actually achieving them. And when you're achieving goals that you've set, that builds that belief, you know, that confidence that, hey, yes, I can do it. You have a more positive state of mind. You have, you know, that more ambitious state of mind, because you're accomplishing, you're making progress. And that's going to make you push even harder, because you're reinforcing in yourself that, hey, you know what? I can do this. I am doing it. So that's just a little something that I believe, and I wanted to go over for Mindset Monday. So again, you have to master change in order to be successful. And you do that by defining your vision or your passion, and two, being very specific about what you want, actually writing it down to turn that into a plan. Number three, by staying focused and motivated, always remembering why you're doing it or who you're doing it for. Number four, you're having some type of affirmations or meditation, journaling, visualization, something that's reinforcing your belief in yourself to build your confidence. Number five, being disciplined, staying consistent. And number six, taking action daily, setting small goals each and every day and reaching them. That way you're reinforcing that belief, you're having that positive state of mind, and you're constantly making progress. So I hope that helps. If someone needed to hear that, I hope that really helped. Again, it is Mindset Monday, one of my favorite days. So I'm about to get out of here, do my affirmations, visualize about things I want to accomplish. And as always, please feel free to follow me on Instagram at healthy_tycoon_journey, or follow me on Facebook at JT Greer, which is soon to be Healthy Tycoon Journey as well. Have a great and productive day.